Style, a podcast for high-achieving women who want to feel empowered, look stylish, and be the best version of themselves. I'm your host, Monica Muller, a luxury buyer turned personal stylist who has advised and styled over 100 women just like you across the world. I'm obsessed with getting women unstuck and creating a style that brings out the best in them so they can be unstoppable and live the life they desire. My goal for this podcast is to show you that dressing like the woman you have worked to become isn't rocket science, and how self-care, self-love, and self-image can give you the confidence to be your best self. I'm here to provide you with tools, resources, and simple advice so you can unlock the best version of yourself and fulfill your true potential. If you're ready to own your style and transform your life from the outside in, then you are in the right place. Let's do this. Welcome to episode 4. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the habits of successful women that I've noticed. I'm obsessed with looking at morning routines and habits of like high performing people. I've had the privilege of working with some very successful women, and I get to see a snippet of their life and see how they operate. And for me, it's absolutely fascinating. I feel really inspired, feel really motivated as well, just being surrounded by these women. And also, I'm fortunate enough to have some very successful friends as well. So for me, it's always fascinating to see like how they operate, how they work, their mindset. I'm really sorry, I have a croaky voice today because I'm not well, but I still wanted to get this episode done and out to you. In this episode today, it's quite an interesting one, and also it might help you as well. So my first trait that I've noticed in successful women is their positive mindset. It's the language that they use when they speak and just how they turn up as well. I've never heard them say, I can't, I won't, I don't. You know, they're always very positive and always very happy. There's never a sense of I won't or I can't. You know, they're always willing to try things and find a solution. And just the way they turn up, whenever we go personal shopping, they always say, smiling and saying hello to everyone. They're not rude to anyone, and just talking to them, the language that they use is so positive, so like uplifting. They never think that they can't do anything. Everything is possible. They don't think there's this glass ceiling. They always just know that they can go as far as they want. They're just go-getters, you know. They've made it this far by going and getting what they want, and they know they can continue going and getting what they want. So the second trait that I've noticed with these women is that they make the most out of their time. I've never heard them say, I don't have time. They always make sure that everything that they need to do, they will do. They prioritize what is important to them and fit it into their calendar. Yes, they have a team working for them and they have a PA, but they still make time for what is important to them. They will make the most out of their time. And I see that with other women as well I work with. They always put things off because they don't want to deal with it. They say, oh, I don't have time, or I've got too much on my plate and I can't do this now. But they also are very good at planning leisure time as well. I have one client who actually doesn't take her weekend at the weekend, like on a Saturday and Sunday. She takes it midweek with her husband. I mean, they both are co-founders for a business. Every Wednesday, they both have off together. And I think that's so beautiful that you can do that. Their leisure time is just as important as their working time. So they do make time for their personal time as well. One of my clients, she has 3 kids and she always make sure that she's home by 6:30 to have dinner with her kids. And then maybe afterwards she might have meetings again or phone calls or invites people to her home to do business. But she will always make sure that at 6:30 she's sitting down with the kids and having dinner. And the other thing is that no one's allowed mobiles, so they have to drop their mobiles in a bowl before coming to the dinner table. But you need to put some boundaries in place as well. I quickly wanted to tell you about my style personality quiz. So if you are struggling to identify what kind of style you want to have or have, then why not take the style quiz? It's absolutely free. This is a quiz that I use with my clients and my group program, but I'm giving it to you for free. So check out the show notes. Now back to the show. So the third one is that they really prioritize their health and self-care because they know that when they look after themselves, they're going to perform better, right? They're going to have more energy, going to think clearer. This is one thing I noticed, that all of them do regularly exercise. And we all know it, when we exercise, yeah, at first you hate the thought of exercising, but once it's done, oh my God, what an accomplishment. And, you know, you just feel so good about yourself. And you also feel like you've got this extra energy, even though you've just worked out and worked hard, and you really want to get on with your day. So they know this is all important to them. They also know that they need to eat healthy to fuel them. Because if you eat unhealthy, I mean, how many of us have had that where you just feel then so sluggish, sleepy? They do nurture themselves and take care of themselves. And also I mentioned self-care, whatever they need to get done, like if they need to get their nails done or a pedi or get their hair done, they have this in their calendar. It's not something that they put off. They already have planned it in the calendar. They plan it in advance. So whenever they go for, say, a manicure, they will already have the next appointment booked into their calendar. Then it starts. Okay, so the last trait I'm going to talk about is these women know that they can't do everything. You know, they know what their strengths are and they know what their weaknesses are. Whatever are their weaknesses, they will find the right person for that job and delegate. And that's what makes them so incredibly successful, because they don't think they can do it all. They know they need a team to help and support them and also hire outside help to find the solution for whatever problem they're stuck on. So for example, these women have hired me because they know they don't have a time to go to the stores. It might not be something that they want. Maybe they don't have any interest in it, but they know that their clothes, what they wear, is important to them, and having a certain image as well that they portray, feeling their best and being that woman who is a leader of this company. They might not necessarily have time, so they've hired outside help like me to help them do this, to get them to where they want. It's not just with a stylist, it's with a lot of things. One of my clients, I asked her because I wanted to know what magazine she reads, because I was thinking of advertising in certain newspapers or magazines. And one of the things that she said, well, actually, I don't read. I have someone to tell me all that information. I've got other things to do. And that's true. She basically she's always in meetings and other people are giving her the information and then she's making the final decision. These are just a few of the habits I've noticed and my favorite ones of these successful women. I mean, I do love being around them. I do find them very inspiring and it really does motivate me. So I hope this episode has also motivated you. Hopefully you can maybe apply some of this into your life as well. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and if you have any questions or you would like to get in touch, please feel free to DM me and reach out. Okay, I will catch you on the next one. I've got something for you if you are feeling stuck with your style and would like some more clarity. So why not take the style personality quiz, which you can find in my show notes. You can also join my newsletter and follow me on Instagram, where we can continue this conversation. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I would be honored if you would leave me a review. And if you really enjoyed it, why not share it with someone who might like this too? Also, if you don't want to miss any future episodes, make sure to subscribe. Sending you lots of love and see you next time.